From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes we'll be turning to Romans chapter 10 for our scripture reading. First, here's a great old Welsh hymn, Here is Love. This afternoon I am continuing the set of messages in which I have been engaged upon steps to God from Paul's epistle to the church in Rome. Today we're reading from chapter 10, verses 1 through to 13. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The text I would like to talk to you about this afternoon is the 9th verse of this 10th chapter. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In the book of Romans we gain a comprehensive insight into the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have been looking at the steps man must take in order that he might be right with God from this book. We looked firstly at the step of education, because a certain knowledge of the truth is a vital prerequisite to faith. Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then we considered the step of contrition, because we need to acknowledge our need of salvation. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We also examined the set of supplication, because this sinner must cry unto the Lord for mercy. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is also necessary that we take the step of regeneration and be born again of the Spirit of God in order to receive the new life. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Last time we thought about the step of clemency, because it is vital that our sins are forgiven in order for us to be accepted into the family of God. And Romans 5:1 states, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I want to share with you another vital step on the path to God from this letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I am calling this the step of confession. Here we are looking at the necessity of the Christian confessing his or her faith to others. Now, the public confession of faith does not save the soul, but it does prove that a real work has taken place in the heart. The uncompromising nature of Romans 10:9, as well as instructing the unconverted, ought to be a challenge and an inspiration to those who profess faith in Christ. Let us now think about this most important step of confession. Firstly, please consider confessing our faith in Christ. Public confession is so important because by it we bear witness to the most wonderful transformation which has taken place in our lives. Think about something exciting which has occurred in your life, a successful job interview, an announcement of an engagement, good results in examinations, the birth of a child. What was your instant reaction when you received the news? You wanted to tell somebody. The news was so thrilling you could not keep it to yourself. I remember when my wife gave birth to Daniel, our eldest child. He was born at 25 to 4 in the morning, and before 5 I had rang several close relatives to break the news. Such was my state of exuberance. When a person takes Christ as Saviour, there ought to be an overwhelming desire to speak of the matter and to share the news. This is why confession is linked so closely with belief in the verse. Because we have believed in our hearts that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, because we have believed that Jesus is our Saviour, we wish to speak of this faith. Faith comes first, and then confession proves the genuine nature of that faith. Some people claim that salvation can be a private matter. The Bible knows nothing of private salvation in that sense. There must be a desire and a longing to share the happy news that there has been a saving change. We need to confess our faith in Christ. Secondly, we need also to confess Christ's lordship over us. Another aspect of this confession is that we bear public testimony to the lordship of our Saviour. We must confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus. The Christian, in acknowledging Christ to be Lord, accepts that Jesus is God. In the book of Romans, Paul uses the word Lord 48 times. In 30 cases it is used to describe Jesus Christ. On 8 occasions, it depicts God the Father. In the remaining 10 instances, it may be referring to either the Son of God or his Father. Therefore, it is quite clear in the writings of Paul that both Jesus and the Father are equal in being Lord. Therefore, Christ is God as the second person of the Holy Trinity. Never accept teaching that claims Jesus is not God. It is blasphemous and dangerous, and never entertain it. In acknowledging Christ to be God, the Christian confesses that he is my God. The profession of the believer is that of Thomas, who in John 20:28 cried out, my Lord and my God. When we confess that Jesus is our God, we are declaring that he has ownership over us, that He is my Lord. Therefore, the true believer is a committed person who declares his affection and his love for Jesus Christ. Therefore, he is not ashamed to confess his name before the world. C.T. Studd was a talented cricketer who played for England in the 19th century. He gave up a life of leisure and prosperity to serve the Lord in India as a missionary. After he returned home while in his 60s, he was challenged by the spiritual needs of Africa, and despite ill health and much advice to the contrary, he went out to spend the rest of his life in that continent. Why did he choose such a lifestyle? In his own words, "If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, no sacrifice is too great that I can make for him." Have you confessed Christ to be your God? Perhaps you claim to be a Christian, but yet there never has been this commitment to serve the person of Jesus with all your heart. Unless you own Jesus as your Lord and your Master, then you cannot say He is your Savior. Take Him as Lord today. Thirdly, I want to talk to you about confessing Christ to the unconverted. Public confession is so important because by this method we reach out to the unconverted in order that we might win them for Jesus. This is why we have these radio programs, that we might share with people who are unsaved this great news that Jesus Christ has saved me and that He can save you too. In verse 14 of Romans 10, Paul outlines the importance of telling others about this great salvation. He says, "How then shall they," that is the unbeliever, "how shall the unbeliever call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" So if people never hear, and if nobody ever tells them, how are they going to believe? Therefore, according to God's word, every Christian has a solemn responsibility to win people for Jesus, people that are going to hell. In other words, when a man or woman is saved, they automatically have a life that confesses Jesus as Lord. It does involve witnessing to people and telling people about what Jesus has done. But on a much wider scale, it involves a life that is different, that reveals Christ to the world. Perhaps you are not a Christian today, yet you have heard and witnessed confession of Christ in church, here on the radio, through the reading of gospel tracts, or by listening to a dear relative or a friend who is a Christian. Perhaps you are not a Christian, but you have seen somebody die so close to you who was a Christian, and you know that they had something that you don't have. You are privileged indeed, but you must appreciate God's goodness by taking Christ for yourself in order that He may become your Lord and your God. We're confessing Christ to you today. Or will you not come on hearing the word and say, "Lord, save me"? I pray that you will.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.